I'm Habet, I'm 17 years old, I'm from Mexico. Today I will be talking about why it's important to talk about sex with teenagers. I will be interviewing people at my high school to hear their ideas about if sex is something good or bad for them. I think this is an interesting issue because for some people or parents, sex is something that their children should not know about, because they think that if they talk with their children about it, maybe their children will go and have sex with anyone they want. But I think it's important to talk about sex so they can also prevent diseases or infections.
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Miss Noelle.
How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Where are you from?
I'm from the Philippines.
How old are you?
I am 26.
Where do you work?
I work at Oakland International High School in after school.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good, thank you. What's your name?
My name is Ariana.
Where are you from?
I'm from Mongolia.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
What grade are you in?
I'm 12th grade.
Do you think sex is good or bad?
It's a normal part of life. I think it's a good thing. I think it's a, yeah, it's a good thing. It's a way to express yourself.
I think it's a simple thing, but for teenagers or students, it's bad, yeah.
Why?
Because sex is it's very natural for humans. Like, we all have our individual sexualities. We're sexually attracted to other people. And in all of history, people have had sex. So it's not a crazy, weird thing.
Why do you think that?
I think it's not there. It's not the age for do sex. When we're students, we need to focus on our lesson.
From where do you hear or learn about sex?
I first learned about sex in middle school during sex ed. That's like when I really learned about it a little bit, not too much. And then as I got older, I think especially in college, I was around more people and in more spaces where we openly talked about sex.
I listen from our school or our family. They just teach me.
When you first learned about sex, how did you feel? How was the conversation?
I think at first in middle school, it was uncomfortable because it was me and other 11, 12 year olds talking about sex, and it was awkward for us because we were young, and it wasn't a comfortable subject. But now it's a lot more comfortable, and it's very important to talk about sex.
I don't know, but now it's, and we need to know it about it.
Okay.
Of course, when you're growing, we of course do this, so we need to know about this.
Do you think it's important that parents talk with their children about sex?
I think if parents want to, I think that's a great choice, and I support that because it's important to be able to talk about sex and talk about having safe sex and making sure that if you are having sex or thinking about having sex, you have an adult to talk to if you need advice. But maybe it might be uncomfortable to talk about it with your parents, but I think a little bit of conversation between parents and kids would be good.
Yeah, parents need to do what is it, and they need, what's the positive thing or negative thing they need to teach them. It's important that parents talk with their children.
What do you think will happen if parents don't really want or like to talk about sex with their children?
Then it makes it hard for the kid to talk about the parents about sex if the parents don't talk to the kids about sex. But I think kids, they have have so many resources to learn about sex other than their parents, so they can learn about it on their internet, from their friends, from like their teachers at school. So I think if parents don't talk to their kids about sex, I think it would be fine, but it would be really helpful if parents did talk to their kids about sex.
They maybe would do mistake.
Thank you so much, Noel.
Thank you, Ms. Haven. Thank you. Thank you for the interview.
Thank you, Ariana.
You're welcome.
As you can see, there are different opinions on this issue. Some people say that sex is something completely normal. However, others say that it's normal to have sex, but in nature so should not have sex until they are older. In my opinion, sex is not bad, but everyone has to be sure they really want to have sex and also take care of their bodies, because sometimes things that we don't want to happen just happen. For example, you can get a disease or get pregnant if you are not responsible by taking care of your body or by having sex. So I think the best method to take care is use condom. Reporting from Oakland International Studios in beautiful Oakland, California, this has been Habit.